We've heard much about El Nino in recent months, and that El Nino is quite strong right now in the Pacific Ocean. And one of the impacts of the El Nino here in the Northeast is milder than usual weather. Now, it's not especially unusual to have some mild days in the month of December, but we've lined up a number of these days in a row. It's very likely attributed to that El Nino, which is basically blocking any cold by lifting the jet stream well to the north. So the unusually warm weather goes on right through the weekend into next week. And even when things cool down by the mid part of next week, it's not going to be especially cold. In fact, temperatures are still likely to remain above normal even when it does cool down Tuesday and Wednesday. So for now, we're looking at temperatures that are running mainly in the 50s across our area. The fog was dense in spots this morning, but it burned off nicely to a blend of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Conditions will remain mild tonight, with overnight temperatures falling back into the 30s and 40s, which will still feel cool, but given the time of year, that is quite a bit above normal. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies through the night, and some areas of fog are possible once again. And then moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a little front that will drop into our area. Could bring us a couple of showers, especially north and west of Albany. Otherwise, we'll see variably to mostly cloudy skies. But the big story tomorrow, again, will be on the thermometer, with temperatures soaring into the 50s in most areas. A couple of areas south of Albany may touch the 60-degree mark tomorrow afternoon. On Sunday, we'll have a bit of a cool down across the north, but from the capital region on south, temperatures will remain mild. In fact, you could make a run at 60 degrees from Albany south on Sunday. And even on Monday, as our next storm approaches, we'll have clouds and rain developing. It will be a windy and warm day with temperatures running well into the 50s to around 60 degrees. So as we head through the weekend, we do have the potential to at least challenge some record highs here in the Northeast. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, warm, high 48 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, warm, high 48 to 56. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, warm, high 55 to 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, low 38 to 42. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy and warm, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a few showers north, high in the 40s to around 50 north, in the 50s to around 60 from the Capital Region on south. And on Monday, cloudy with rain developing, windy and continued warm, with highs in the 50s to around 60. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.